Pasuk tells us that Avraham Avinu planted an eishel, which the Gemara explains means he made an inn, and this was his method of doing care. The Gemara insight explains that he would do is he would invite passerby or travelers to come to his home. He'd give them a meal, he'd feed them, he'd take care of them. And obviously, after they were done, they were very thankful to him. They were grateful, and they would say to him, "Thank you so much." And Rav Avinu would stop and tell them, "Don't be thankful to me, thank Hashem." And that's how he would get the conversation going about Yiddishkeit and get them involved in religion. And it's interesting how Rav Avinu seemingly, he seemed to have switched. You know, back in the day, he was out there breaking idols. And now, he seems to be like the prototypical Chabad rabbi. You know, out there inviting everyone to just come and then slowly, slowly giving them a chance to recognize and to be grateful. And what happened? So I heard once, Ipshat, Rabbi Kaufman, he said a beautiful idea. He said like this. He said that Avraham Avinu at first, it was him against everybody else. They were doing Avodah Zarah. And Avraham Avinu tried stopping them from being Avodah Zarah. But eventually Avraham Avinu realized the root of the mistake of people who served Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes that the beginning of Avodah Zarah was in the generation of Enosh. And the root cause was they made a fundamental error. They said, how could it be that we can go and kind of almost burden God with our petty concerns? God is so mighty. God is so great. We have to just talk to his intermediaries. We'll talk to his secretary. We'll talk to his personal assistants. We'll talk to the stars, the moon, the angels, all these spiritual forces. We can't talk to God himself. He's too lofty to deal with us. And that's a very, very big mistake, because what happens is eventually people just forget about God altogether and start talking to the intermediaries and using them to work the system. But there's a big mistake in that. The mistake is that as humans, we think that when someone has to serve others and give to others, it's a sign of lowliness. It's a sign of weakness. But the Pasuk says in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hamagbihi Lashavas. He sits up high. Umashpili Lirois Bashamayim Varz, and he goes down low to see what's going on in Shemayim and Aretz. And the Malbim explains is that it's not even though he's so high, he goes low. It's a continuation of the praise of Hashem. Hashem is so mighty. He's so great that he can go low and help everybody else, and that's part of his greatness. When someone is truly great, then when they give over to others, it's not a weakness. It's an expression of their greatness. They're so amazingly big that they can give over to others. They can give and they can take care of other people. And that's what Avraham Avinu was trying to teach his generation. He said, he let them come into his house. He sat there and he served them. And they were so shocked and so thankful. And he said, no, don't thank me. Thank Hashem, because he does the same exact thing. He is mighty. He is great. And he takes care of others. And that's how Avraham Avinu was able to get to the root problem behind Avodah Zarah and able to get to people to turn around. When people recognize this point, that the ultimate greatness is to be able to take care of others and give to others, and then we can truly emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.